Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the FCB Podcast Network.
Break faces when they drop jaw. Food chain says top dog. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaws. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaws. Make them scream out loud like a sound dog. Cause a ruckus in the crowd like a foul ball. Tune in if the charge for the outlaws.
Welcome to the Outlaws. This is Darvio the Kingpin Morrow alongside Robin O'Malley and Dante Bryan. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. We have a lot of things to discuss today. But first, Miss O'Malley, how are you?
You know what, Darvio? Actually, I'm great. I've been good. These last few days, I've just been... we'll say high on life, I guess. I've just been great. Good mood. So.
We had a really good we had a really good night a few days ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Oh my gosh, it was so unreal. So unreal. Like, me and my sister, we drove home like with big cheesy Kool-Aid smiles the whole way on our face. So it was amazing.
Yeah, we went to the Spread the Love Foundation's kickoff event for their interest to income program. Make sure you go to spreadtheloveoh.com or .org to get more information about that. It's a really good program that Crazy Bone is doing, and it was kind of the kickoff, man. And it was fun, man. I mean, Crazy was there. There was a lot of celebrities, a lot of important people, politicians, all of that. They were there. You know, it was pretty dope. You know, everybody was there. We were there. Aaron Malik, who does the theme song to the show, he was there. Robin's sister was there, as she said. Everybody was there except for old man Dante. So it was lit. It was lit. I think my brother was watching Matlock or what's some of them.
Work.
What were some of those other old people shows, Robin? What's some of the other shows that old people watch? Like, Carrie Mason.
Wheel of Fortune.
Murder, She Wrote. That's what Dante was doing. Dante was sitting at home watching Murder, She Wrote. What's up, sir?
What's going on?
What the old people shows in?
I'm not the only one that knows what old people shows are. We've been around old people. We know what they watch. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to think of all the other names. I didn't want to.
TV shows that are only in black and white.
Well, I didn't want to do Dante that bad. Like, I didn't want to go back to like Gilligan's Island or Love Boat.
I watched some old black and white shows. Like, I watch some of them.
Like, I didn't want to go.
Yeah,
I didn't
so want to why would you confer?
Like, I was trying. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want
to watch anything that's good. So, like, not black and white, but I mean, I watch what, like, Good Times. I watch, you know, I watch old TV shows.
So this is, people are going to hate this. Me and Khalid, our homeboy Khalid Damar, we've got into it about this. People are going to hate this, but it's the truth. I hate Good Times. I hate Good Times with a passion, like with a passion that burns 10,000 Suns. I despise that show because, and I understand that it's a product of its time, but it makes Black people look so like poor and run down and, you know, we just hustling and surviving good times. I'm like, oh God, like I can't sit through a full episode, Dante.
But that's what the 70s were for a lot of, for quite a few Black folk. Like, I mean, it's the 70s now, is rough.
Now I can do, I love Sanford and Son. You know what I'm saying? Another 70s show. I love Sanford.
I like Sanford and Son too.
I can watch Sanford and Son all day. I like the Jeffersons. I can get with the Jeffersons. Another 70s Black show, but Good Times just, I can't do it, bro.
The Jeffersons is probably my least favorite. To be really honest. Yeah, it's probably my least favorite.
You like Good Times better than the Jeffersons?
Oh yeah, oh, for sure. Oh yeah, the Jeffersons is, I mean, it's okay. It's one of those things, like, if it's on, you know, it's on. I don't think I'd ever went out my way to watch the Jeffersons.
The only show that I would go out of my way to watch of the three that we talked about is Sanford and Son. So I wouldn't go out of my way to watch the Jeffersons either, but I don't mind it.
I like Sanford and Son too. Red Fox is hit me. Come on, you can't really do much better than that. But yeah, I don't. The Jeffersons is probably, they probably my least favorite of like that era.
How do you like Good Times though, man?
It's just a product. I mean, I watched all of these growing up with my grandmother. So like, it's a product of its time. And like, you know, the 70s was rough, man. Like, they were in Chicago. A lot of my people from the South ended up going to New York and Detroit and Cleveland. But I mean, it's just,
Good Times was set in, was it Cabrini Green?
Yeah. Okay. In the projects. Yeah. So that
was one of the worst for people who don't know, because Cabrini Green doesn't exist anymore. But in Chicago, Cabrini Green was one of the worst projects in the history of America. Like, yeah. It's one of the worst housing projects ever. So just for people who don't know, look up Cabrini Green. Like, it was awful. And so Good Times was set in Cabrini Green, right?
Yeah, in Chicago. And I mean, I just like some of the storylines, man. Like, you know, you had a strong Black male father. It's like he didn't have a lot, but what he did have, he gave to his family, right? He wasn't cheating, he wasn't creeping, it wasn't that kind of drama. It was, you know, trying to keep their kids off the streets. It was a little bit of humor, but you know, it was that kind of stuff, like just legitimately wholesome stuff. And it's like, yeah, even though we poor, doesn't mean we don't have the love that's still in this household. I like sitcoms like that.
So I'll say this. Well, one, shout out to John Amos, because he's a great TV dad, who is actually, most people don't know, he's a father of producer Easy Mo B, who produced a lot of Tupac and Biggie's hit records, by the way. A lot of people don't know that. So shout out to John Amos. But one of the reasons why he ended up leaving the show was a dispute over some of the storylines and wanting to kind of evolve past that, and him getting into it with the writers and stuff like that. Because it's when you're doing a show like that, it's a thin line between that and shticky, right? When it starts to become shtick. And there were times, in my opinion, where Good Times went through shtick. Now, I will say this. There's one show, if you want to see a show where it's like kind of set in the projects or whatever, but it's funny. And to me, it only had one season because the show, and it wasn't because the show wasn't successful. The show was successful, but it was extremely expensive to make. Eddie Murphy's The PJs.
Mm.
You remember The PJs?
Mm-mm.
Oh. It was like claymation. Like, it was very expensive to make. Extremely expensive to make.
Mm.
It only lasted for one season, but it was hugely popular. So if you're not familiar with that, look up The PJs. And it was produced by Eddie Murphy. I think Eddie Murphy was voicing the characters too. You know, Eddie Murphy always voiced like 47 characters in his project.
Right.
But if you're not familiar with it, go look up The PJs. The PJs was excellent. I don't know. Maybe they're on Netflix or something. I don't know. But now now that we've found out, you know, what the tastes of old man Dante, let me go back to How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. It's been a long week, I'll tell you that. It's, these end of months, beginning of the new month, is maybe a long. It's thank God for the weekend.
You said that like one of them old dudes that was working on like the steel mill and stuff, and they come home, they're like, oh boy,
I feel like it.
A long week. So we had to, ladies and gentlemen, we had to harass Dante for not showing up to a party that he was invited to. Because we would have liked to have him there, wouldn't we, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he had to get it a little bit. So to transition for the handful of minutes that we have left in the segment now, because we got off on a tangent about good times.
Y'all real old for that too.
Like, we got off on a tangent about good times, but we're both probably going to sound a little old in this segment too. But this sometimes the what's known as the quote unquote old stuff is the right stuff, and that's with Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant. There was a report. Now, he's had issues like this pretty much all year. Now, this particular incident happened that we're about to talk about happened in last summer. Is that correct, Dante?
Yep.
Okay. So, from my understanding, he was playing pickup basketball with a teenager, with an underage kid.
A 17-year-old, yep.
17-year-old. And ended up being some sort of confrontation, and where Ja beat him up, and did he pull a gun on him or brandish a gun or something like that?
I think so. Yeah. That's what they say.
Right. That's what he's accused of. So now this is just another in a list of things that he's been accused of in this type of vein. So another one was, I forget, was it the Pacers, Dante? That,
yeah.
Okay, so there was an incident in a parking lot, I believe, of the arena, in the back of the arena, between members of the Indiana Pacers and Ja Morant and his entourage. And allegedly, all of this is allegedly, by the way, none of this has been adjudicated in court of law, but allegedly one of Ja's friends put a laser beam on one of the members of the Pacers. So there's been situations like this and incidents like this that has continued to follow Ja. There's also a general climate around the Grizzlies as a whole that's been an issue too. Even like on the court, most of us saw like the incident between Shannon Sharp and was it Dylan Brooks, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, the incident between where they almost got into a fight on the court, you know, between player and fan and all that kind of stuff. And he ended up, Shannon ended up getting into it with Ja Morant's dad and all that. It just became a big mess. So the thing about this that disturbs me the most is the fact that here you have a guy who has what, Dante, a $200 million contract?
He's in line for one. He's still technically, I don't think he's got it yet.
Is he on his rookie deal still?
Yeah. He hasn't been able to get like his supermax yet, but it's coming.
But he's set up to get one.
Yeah.
So he's looking at like 200. He's a $200 million guy. We'll put it like that. He just got a shoe deal. He got a signature shoe. All these things. And for some reason, it seems like it's not enough. It seems like he still has to play in that street element, that he still has to show how hard he is, how hood he is, how gangster he is, how thug he is. When you about to be a $200 million, $300 million dude, and you got a shoe deal and you got sponsorships and you have all these other things, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You know what, Dervio? with that very topic, what you're talking about, and, you know, people, that's why they say, a lot of celebrities say, like, it don't matter how much money you got, you know, all the achievements that you have, you know, it doesn't matter, because if you're not happy and at peace within yourself, none of that matters. Mm-hmm. So chances are this man probably needs to do some work from within.
It appears to me that he is trying to he feels like he has to fulfill a need or play a role, or and here's the thing. I think everybody, if you come now, I don't know much about Ja's environment before he became a professional basketball player. I don't know if he came from that kind of environment or not. I don't know that. But what I do know is that when you come from that environment, if you have people around you who are from that environment, in order for them to stay in your environment, they got to know how to chill. And I think sometimes people feel like you have to turn your back on where you came from. And I'm not saying that, because you don't have to do that. But the people who you hang with have to know that you had a different stage in life and you can't do that same foolishness that you used to do. You willing to put everything on the line for street credibility? Like, you've made it. You've already made it. You've won. As far as life goes, brother, you've won. There are people who come from where he comes from, allegedly, where he allegedly comes from, who would give anything to be where he's at right now. That's the goal. So why are you having success and trying to go back? You're not trying to go back to lift anybody up. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to go back and act like you that dude. Like you don't have a whole bunch of stuff to lose. Dante.
Yeah, it does seem like he hustling backwards. He does seem to be surrounded by that element too. I don't like how a lot of this stuff is old, and it's stuff that we all knew about if we kind of followed the league. So it just kind of feels weird that like reports from the summer are just now served. Like, I mean, this is stuff that we already knew. Why is it coming back now? And why did it make the 24-hour news cycle like the same week that he was supposed to sign a shoe deal and release a signature shoe and had other endorsements? It just feels kind of nefarious in my opinion. It's just like, I don't like his behavior at all. I think it is fair that we got to mention that he was not directly involved with the incident with the Pacers. That was a lot of his friends. There are some people that say he was in the car when the laser was flashed. Ja says he wasn't. And then the NBA apparently did their own investigation and came out that none of it was, like, they found really nothing. So I don't know. It seems to me like he's surrounded by that element. And it seems like, I don't know Ja's background, but if I had to guess, I would say that he probably grew up adjacent to it by like maybe family members or friends growing up, and he hasn't really separated himself and probably won't. I just don't like it when it's like, all right, we know this story about, for example, Kobe Bryant dies. And this is extreme, but Kobe Bryant dies. In the week of his death, you have Gail asking people, like, should we talk about his rape trial from 17 years ago? Where it's just like, if this was a serious deal to you, you could have brought this up, I don't know, when the man was like winning championships, like when it happened. Like, yeah, why did you wait for the day that he died?
Well, and I think
that's extreme.
Yeah, I think that's a little different because of the distance and time. But I think you bring up a good point, and I want to address it real quick just from a news perspective, because this is what happened. Because we talked a little bit about this on the text. This is what happens when you get yourself caught up in stuff like this. Because what happens is, once you become known for this stuff, right? Once you become known for having a certain kind of element around you, you know what reporters do? Let's see if we can find anything else, right? And they start digging. And they start digging based off of what they in their minds what they already know to be true about you. So you're absolutely right that this report could have came out a long time ago, right? This happened during the summer. But here's the thing. So the Pacers alleged incident happened after that incident, right? And then the shoe deal stuff is coming up recently. So what does the media do? Oh, it's perfect timing because you're back in the news. And a lot of times there are people who sit there and say, okay, you're in the news now for something good. So we're going to try to find something to piss on it. Right. Like this.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's right. Right. I want to make that very, very clear. And then we'll go back to you and I say, I'm not saying that that's right. What I'm saying is you leave yourself open to that happening to you when you surround yourself by this element.
Yeah, he definitely needs to make better choices. He really should make better choices because he has an opportunity to be a really, really special player, have a really special career, and his team can be special, right? His team
could be one of the best. He could be one of the top, like top three, top four, top five best players in the league.
Yeah, and his team could be special. Right. Like he's, you know, they're second in the West. You know, they're a young team. I think their bark is a lot bigger than their bite. But, you know, they have an opportunity to make a run in the playoffs. Right. I you know, they talk a lot just on the court and a lot of smack. And it's like we want to beat a bully, but you haven't really done much in terms of winning. Like this is a team that if you watch the Grizzlies, they carry themselves. They talk about themselves. Like Jav's early in the season saying, like, I'm good in the West. I'm not worried about anybody in the West. They carry themselves as if they've won multiple championships when really like the farthest they've gone was, you know, a second round playoff loss. So I don't, you know, for me, it feels like maybe you should calm down a little bit, but I don't think that they really understand. And I think that's for Ja, for his team, for the people that he hangs around. I think for a lot of them, you know, they don't understand. They don't know any better. So hopefully they figure it out as, you know, with time and maturity, they'll get better and smarter and learn how to carry themselves better. But, you know, they don't really do themselves any favors just by the way that they act or in Ja, man, you know, he really hustling backwards because the last thing you want is to bring that kind of attention to you because then you become public enemy number one for not only the media, but for the league.
Yep.
I think a lot of guys who have been in that position would tell you it's not really where you want to be because what people got to realize is that the NBA is a corporate entity. And all of these sponsors, they don't want that gang stuff with their brand. And that's just the truth, man. And a lot of people be like, oh, they don't understand the culture. You know, all that, you know, the NBA and all these corporate entities, they're woke and they're pro-Black until it affects their bottom dollar. So you may say that that's a part of the culture, but, you know, Ja impersonating King Von in his personal life is not, you know, the best thing for Nike, Adidas, and, you know, McDonald's and Wendy's and all these other sponsors. That ain't what they want, right? What they really want, they want LeBron. They want Michael Jordan. And, you know, the guys who are like, this is a clean-cut guy who's, you know, your son could be like LeBron, right? Never been in trouble. That's what they really want and can play. They don't necessarily want the Carmelo Anthony, who it's like, yeah, he had a long career and he, you know, made a lot of money, but there was a certain element around Melo and he's talked about it. It's like, we prefer LeBron. He's safe.
Right, right. And there were times, man, where there was a time where Melo was one of the top five, six, seven players in the league.
Definitely.
And he was not going to be the face of the league because of that element. And the other thing, too, to close, you mentioned about hustling backwards. It is hustling backwards. All three of us have known people who've come from the streets, right? And if you are most street dudes, I'm not talking about the psychopaths who just love to engage in criminality, right? But most street dudes at some point would do anything to not have to live like that anymore.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Most of them, they don't enjoy it. So you really putting yourself almost in harm's way to be a $200 man, a $200 million man, and continuing to play in that element. Like, that's cool. When there are a bunch of people who are willing to do anything to be where you at, that is hustling backwards. You've made it. Instead of reaching back and pulling people up, you going back down to show how hood you are. That's stupid.
It makes no sense.
It's stupid. And I hope you're right, Dante. I hope it's just immaturity, youth and immaturity. And I mean, but on the other hand, the three of us, we've all known at least one person, you know, like this. And sometimes they don't grow out of it. sometimes they don't learn. You know, sometimes
I think if his money gets affected, I wonder if his money starts to get affected. Somebody's going to talk to him. It may not be this season, but it'll be in the summer. Somebody's going to talk to him. Somebody who he respects. The league, basketball is a sport run by shoe companies. There is somebody with some shoe company, with whoever he's with, that's going to talk to him. That's just going to be like, hey.
You said a sport run by shoe companies.
Oh, yeah. Basketball is run by Nike and Adidas, for sure. At high levels of amateur and up through college and through the pros. Yeah, it's a sport run by the brands, right? And so these guys are going to, somebody is going to sit back. You know, back in the day, it was, you probably heard the name World Wide West, right? Mm-hmm. He was a CAA, Nike guy, you know.
Yeah.
Though somebody who speaks our language, from Nike, Adidas, whoever he's with is gonna sit him down and be like, "Look, man, this is what you risking," and put it as probably, "Listen, you gotta fix this."
So, Robin, give Ja some words of wisdom as we close.
Oh, I mean, Darville, honestly, my honest thing that I would say, like I said before, you know what I mean? He's just gotta do that work internally. You know what I mean? Like, you have to know how to control yourself. And honestly, that's really something that I'm even working with teaching my almost 13-year-old son. You know, like, you have to learn how to control you. That's the only person that you can control. And, you know, you cannot allow others in. And I think I'm pretty sure you and Dante are the ones that taught me, you know, you cannot lash out at people. You don't know what people are going through. So, yes, that would be my input on that.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We have Tea Time with Ro coming up next.
These days, it seems like everybody's talking, but no one is actually listening to the things they're saying. Critical thinking isn't dead, but it's definitely low on oxygen. Join me, Kira Davis, on Just Listen to Yourself every week as we reason through issues big and small, critique our own ideas, and learn to draw our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis and FCB Radio Podcast on Apple, on Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real talk, real conversations. We got the heat.
Give me the real.
Hell yeah.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Outlaws. If you can only hear the conversations that we have off the air, they are worse than the conversations that we have on the air. And these are conversations that we could never have on the air because we would immediately get canceled. But now it's time for the segment that we like to call Tea Time with Ro.
Turn it up. I don't see no competition. The latest celebrity news and gossip. So you better ask permission. It's Tea Time with Ro on the Outlaws Radio Show. If you wanna roll
with me. All right, y'all. So here on Tea Time, it's a lot of tea, but you know, as Darvio was saying, you know, maybe the hot tea is really off the air. But so what I got for y'all today is our girl Glorilla. So she was crowd surfing in Philly at a concert, and a lot of the fans were like trying to pull her wig up off her head, and she said I'm just gonna remove it. So she pulled it off herself, and I can only imagine like how painful that probably was, just taking that off. But yeah, so she took it off and tossed it into the crowd, right? So one of the fans had caught her wig, right? And she decided she was going to install that wig onto her own head. Like,
now, when you say install, what do you mean by install? What did she, glue it?
Yeah. Yeah. She, her hair became her hair. You know what I mean? Like, so she probably walking around talking about this this Glorilla's hair, you know.
Is that, I have to ask you, Robin, because Dante and I know very little about this, but is that sanitary? Like, did she wash the
heck? No, it ain't sanitary.
Listen. I could only imagine. She looks like she would have. I mean, it don't look bad. She put it on and it actually don't look bad. So I can only imagine, but chances are
can you wash those things?
Yes.
But yes. She probably didn't, like you were just about to say.
Because she was being, you know, fangirling, and you know how that is. You know how like you know when we shake celebrities' hands, be like, I ain't washing my hand, you know, joking around. And so I can only imagine probably not.
So the only question that I have for Dante is, if you were dating this girl, would you continue to date her after this?
Probably not. She makes bad decisions. I don't really vibe well with people that aren't good decision. But like, you know what I mean? Like, that's something that I think you got to be real conscious about. If you dating somebody, what kind of decisions is this? Is this the type of person you would want to have your children? Like, I don't know. You're not a really good decision maker. So my answer in short, no.
You know what, Dante?
It ain't sanitary. Sometimes people do the most ridiculous stuff, and it's like you hate to see the consequences be so bad, but then it's like, you know what, man, it's like, all right, it's not life threatening, but you need to learn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody is texting and driving, or somebody is doing something that's just because that could cause your life, but like if we talked about off air, the Glorilla glue girl. Right.
You was close, but yeah.
If you do something that dumb, you know what? Maybe you should lose some of your hair because you ain't that bright. And hopefully next time with something else, you'll realize, oh, okay, I'll be smarter next time.
Yeah, because this is just,
it's ridiculous.
It's like, and you know what, like we are, and I don't know, maybe this is just different for men and women, I don't know, but there are people that we're fans of, right? Artists, musicians, athletes, whatever. But it's, I couldn't imagine a dude being like, oh, I'm gonna put this wig on, or oh, somebody, you're at a basketball game and one of the players throw you the jersey and they're like, I'm never taking this off ever. I'm going to wear it every day. Like, no, if a dude if it throws you the jersey, most of the time we're probably going to like frame it or something and hang it up on the wall. You know what I mean? I just, Dante, can you imagine a dude doing something like this?
Oh, yeah. You know how crazy some of these fanboys are, man. Hey, some of these guys are utterly ridiculous. They'll, you know how to put it. Come on, man. Come on, man. We done seen hot really- dudes over how dudes, some dudes will act over rappers and ball players. Come on now. Come on now. You know how some of these dudes are. You see how they act on Twitter. You see how they act in per. Come on now.
You think they would go this far?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's the average dude, though.
What you think some of these LeBron zealots or some of these Jordan zealots would do if they got in the same room with these guys? Or what do you think they would do to get in the same room with some of these guys?
Yeah.
Now, come on now. We know sports. We know in the entertainment business. Come on now.
I can't see a bunch of dudes being this wild, though. Like, this is like to just debase yourself like this. Like that would be like if that would be like if you got one of the players jock strap on or something.
Oh wow!
Like, there's probably a handful of dudes who would go for that, but the average guy, even the average fan, would be like, "Nah, I'm cool." Like, I just can't see that the average person would do that. But I will say this, Robin, you were talking about, you know, how people fangirl sometimes, and you like sometimes, you know, when you get to shake celebrities' hand, like. You weren't bad, but you did fangirl a little bit over Kane Brown.
Hey, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, it was a fangirl moment, but at the same point, it was like a nerve type of thing.
Really?
I think more so, yeah. Like, I was excited, like, wow, I cannot believe this right now, but at the same point, it was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this right now.
And Dante, you would have been real proud of her. She played it real cool with Crazy Bone the other
night. I don't believe it.
But I was big chilling. Okay. But as soon as I left out that building. I was extra.
But she played it cool. You was with us with the Kane Brown interview. You saw how she fangirled with Kane Brown. But
ridiculous.
She actually
listen, I was cool when I met Crazy though.
Yeah, cool. She played it cool. I was proud of her. She didn't act a fool. She didn't tear the place. All right. Next.
Ooh, so the next one. So recently, so Cardi B and Offset started, you know, their next step in their careers, what they choose to do, try to expand, et cetera, et cetera. So they had chose to have a meal under their name at McDonald's just recently dropped it. Wasn't that long ago. So now their meal is boycotted by several McDonald's franchise owners. Just like not even a few weeks after it just dropped. And that's basically due to the fact that, you know, Cardi B and Offset, you know, basically that their music doesn't really fit them. So they basically feel that they don't align with the company's values. So they are trying to give them the boot and kick them out.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this. I think it's a little petty. I think it's this kind of feels, and we talk about the culture sometimes, and sometimes we criticize, you know, what we see. This feels kind of, you know, one of those I can't stand them doggone rappers type thing, right? And the reason why I said it is Cardi B and Offset, as far as rap goes, like they're pretty standard for what the average rapper is and talk about these days. Like it's, there are other rappers who would be far more egregious that I could understand people being upset about. Like,
I don't really. I mean, every once in a while, Cardi B like put out a song or say something that's just kind of like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like she went a little too far. But generally speaking, I just view Cardi B and Offset as, you know, pretty standard as far as the content of the music today. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't think that this is, it just seems like this might just be some crotchety old people who just don't like rap. Complaining about it. That's how I feel. Cause I think there are a lot more rappers who are worse than Cardi B and Offset. You know what I mean? That you could complain about. Dante, your thoughts.
I agree. We got a lot bigger stuff to worry about than Cardi and Offset, man. Like, honestly, man, if only talk to me about Cardi when she posting thirst traps on Instagram. That's the only time I'm interested.
Now,
sorry, but I mean, it needs to be said, right? I don't care about her politically. I don't care about her in McDonald's. I don't even care about her husband. I don't. All I want to know is, oh, she posted a thirst trap on IG. Oh, okay. Talk to me then.
Everybody has, and I've always said this, everybody has a what I call a guilty pleasure artist. So that's somebody that you like that no one would expect you to like based off of what they know about your style, taste, and personal preferences. Cardi B is that artist for me. I like her music. Most of her music.
Thirst traps.
Oh, that's what you're saying it is.
That's why you like her.
I like her music. I like her music. She's my guilty pleasure rapper. Like,
yeah, I gotta say, like, I mean, I've got no problem with none of her music. Matter of fact, I be bugging it out with my music, with my radio blaring in my radio. Listen, in my car.
Right. Because,
listen, I'd be a whole different person with her music on.
That's when she get ratchet, Dante. Probably be in the car.
8 a.m.
Right,
Robin, man, right early. As soon as I dropped them,
as soon as she dropped the kids off, I was just about to say,
soon it's gonna be when the kids in the car.
Yeah, she get her kids, she forgot to cut that Cardi B off.
Man, yeah, you gotta change the station when she get in the car. Mm-hmm. Well, my child, she'll start flowing with the song, so we're not.
Yeah. We like, no, this is for adults only. So how do you feel about it, Robin? Because I don't know. I think it's kind of petty.
I do think it's petty. I really do. I mean, like, what is the problem? It's just a couple cheeseburgers, you know, some apple pies. And, you know, like, their specific
ain't even that favorite, serious, right?
It's like their specific favorite foods. And that's really all it is. And it's just a form of income. So, like, why are you hating on somebody's bag, for real? Like, it's not like they're doing anything. They're not harming you. They're not harming the business. And truthfully, I feel like that would draw more attention to the business because, let's be honest, McDonald's is kind of going downhill. So they should probably just...
That was why a company would think to do something like this in the first place, because you think it's going to bring you more business, right? That's why you do it. So I mean, like I said, I'm in agreement. I think this is petty, and I think this is just some crotchety people who don't like rap. I mean, it's not like Cardi B and Offset are going to be dropping dime bags or nickel bags in every Happy Meal. Like,
I could probably see that happening in LA, but
yes. When did this crack rock come next to my baby's toy? Like, no, they're not going to be doing that. They're not going to be slinging crack in the drive-thru. Like, it's not that serious. Like, it's not.
It's
that
not. Serious. It's not. It's a cheeseburger, man. Chill.
Right. Exactly. It's not that serious. All right. Stay tuned. We have Dante's Hot Takes coming up next here on the Outlaws.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Outlaw Radio Show.
Welcome back and listen to the Outlaws. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you listen to the show on Apple, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. And a comment is very important for the algorithm. And for those of you who have already done so, thank you oh so very much. And now is the time of the show that we like to call Dante's Hot Takes.
Telling the truth, whether you like it or not. It's Dante's Hot Takes on the Outlaws Radio Show.
So, a guy we talked about before, Andrew Tate, is back in the news. It seems like maybe his manager confirmed that he had cancer, or that he something was wrong with him, that he had taken him to go get a biopsy, or you know, and now there's, you know, I guess one of these gossip blogs is saying that, you know, the tumor was benign, but we really don't know. There seems to be a shroud of mystery around this guy. But what I would say is, just in scrolling through the comments, seeing a lot of the reaction to this is just a little weird to me, that quite a few of the responses from people who I would venture to guess have never met this man were like happy. Like, and I understand that the internet, again, and the reason why I don't care about like Andrew Tate's content is because like the internet's not a real place. Right. But in saying that, it just feels weird that like you would hear people or see people like celebrating the fact that the man might have cancer or like he might die, especially like, I could understand if you believe the allegations in that like he's trafficking young girls against their will. That's deplorable. And I want to choose my words carefully, but I don't believe that something that I would wish you dead for? No, but I do think that you should pay for a crime like that, right? I just, while we don't know if that's true, I just find it to be a little weird that people are just like celebrating the fact that like, haha, this man might die. It's like, well, why do you hate this man? Oh, because he said things that I don't like. It's just like, I just think we live in a weird place in society where like, that's okay. Like the first thing you think about for a YouTube content creator is, oh yes, he's dying. It's like he hasn't really impacted your life. And if he has, I think that speaks more to like you than it does. Like if you're a guy following Andrew Tate, that speaks to who you are. And if you messing with dudes that like Andrew Tate, that's about who you are. Like, I don't really think, it just strikes me as odd that people would celebrate. I mean, we've seen it with like politicians and things like that too, where we'll see a politician maybe sick and people would celebrate it or, you know, root for their demise. And it's just like, why? Like these people, you don't even know these people. And I could understand if it was, you know, I think people who prey on women and force them to do things against their will and prostitute them, I could understand if your stance was, I want them all dead. But we know that that's not really what the crux of this is. The majority of it is, he says bad things about women and I don't like him. And so that's really where a lot of this stuff seems to come from. And to me, that's just, it's just mind blowing.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that either. I'm not a particular fan of Andrew Tate personally.
Not at all.
As you know, Robin was the one who brought him up a few months ago. I didn't even know who the hell he was at the time that Robin brought him up on this show. And also cancer is a sore spot for me because I've lost, you know, several family members, people who are very close to me, including my grandmother from that. So that's, cancer is not really something I play with for real. I also think too, so if the issue that you have with Andrew Tate is the toxicity of the things that he says, is the level of toxicity that's in the things that he says, and the influence that he may or may not have on certain men, not all men, because as Dante and I were talking to Robin off air, Dante and I, neither one of us know any man in real life who listens to Andrew Tate. Know plenty of people on social media, but I don't know any man that I personally know who listens to Andrew Tate.
Correct.
I think so. If your issue is the toxicity of his commentary and how that encourages some men to be toxic too, that you have to be careful about not becoming what you despise. It is the height of toxicity to root for someone to die.
Especially in that way.
Yes. Like, yes.
Like you mentioned, we all know somebody who's been in some way, some shape or form, cancer has afflicted just about everybody on this planet. Whether you've lost somebody you love due to it, you know somebody who suffered from it, or in a lot of cases, people who have had it themselves, right? So it's virtually impossible to go through life as an adult and be affected by cancer, like in no way possible. So to like be happy that somebody may have it is just like
that ain't nothing to play with.
Weird thing. And I know I saw somebody online talk about like all this is karma. It's like, really? Really? Karma?
Well, you know, people throw that karma word around a lot. You know, it's like, I'm in vogue now, and it's like everything is karma, karma this, karma that. And
it's like, so let's say you do something bad, right? Like, let's say something you do something that none of us appreciate, right? Like, let's say you cheat on your spouse and you go outside and like random act of violence, you get robbed and killed. Is that karma? Like, should people celebrate that? Was like, yeah, he's a cheater. He's dead. It's like, what in the world? Like, no. Oh, you ran a red light, buddy. And you got hit by a semi truck. It's like, I mean, you can have cause and effect for actions, but it's like, is that like, are we happy about that?
You're right. I don't know. Exactly. No, it's disturbing. And again, I'm not defending Andrew Tate or the things that he says, you know, because I'm not a fan. But rooting for him to die of cancer, that doesn't make you the good guy or good girl when you do that. I mean, if your issue is his toxicity, it does not help your case for you to turn to the thing that you despise. Because rooting for someone to die of cancer because you don't like the things they say is pretty damn toxic. Robin, your thoughts?
Now, why would you do that? I'm partially toxic.
I appreciate the honesty.
I will say, okay, yes, I definitely agree to the point as far as the cancer, because, you know, I as well lost somebody, you know, my stepfather passed from cancer. And it's definitely not something that I would wish on my worst enemy. However, I really don't know what else to say, you know, I mean... I wish him better health, you know, in this battle. And maybe, you know, by the grace of God, you know, he'll heal, he'll become healthy, and he'll have a different outlook on things that he once had an opinion on.
That was very mature of you, Robin. I'm proud of you. Aren't you proud, Dante?
Yeah, that was really big.
That was good. I'm proud of you.
I hate Mr. you. O'Malley.
I'm proud of you. That was really good. That was really good. She is healing, Dante.
I'm trying to control my inner toxic, so.
Good. I am proud of you, Miss O'Malley. We have to give you a round of applause for that. Proud of you. Dante, let them know how to follow you, sir.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tay Bry, TaeBrye.
Miss O'Malley.
Follow me on Instagram at Real Robin O'Malley, and you can follow me on Facebook just as Robin O'Malley.
Yeah, and she's going to be launching a new website soon called I'mHealed.com.
Listen, I may write a book. Who knows?
And you can follow me at Dina King Ben everywhere. That's DTheKingPin. We are out of here. We'll see you next time. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.